One of the goals of the World Bank is to promote trade. That's a goal President Bush says the United States shares. In his weekly radio address, the president urged Congress to pass trade agreements with Peru, Panama, Colombia, and South Korea.
Expanding trade will help our economy grow. By passing these trade agreements, we will also serve America's security and moral interests. We will strengthen our ties with our friends. We will help counter the false populism promoted by hostile nations. And we will help young democracies show their people that freedom, openness, and the rule of law are the surest path to a better life. So I call on Congress to act quickly and get these agreements to my desk.
But Mr. Bush may not get his wish. Democrats in particular have been cool toward free trade agreements. NPR's international business correspondent Adam Davidson is in our studio. Hi, Adam.
Hey, how are you?
For just a moment, let's take politics out of this for a second. And what do economists say about the benefits and costs of free trade? I mean, free trade's good for everybody, isn't it?
I think there are a few issues that you could find more agreement among economists on, whether they're left-wingers, right-wingers, as long as they're in the general sort of capitalist rubric, even if they're on the far left, the general idea is that trade is a good idea. Overall, trade benefits a country. But the benefits might be diffused throughout the whole country of 300 million people, say, in the case of the U.S., and there might be some pain and dislocation on specific groups. And that's what brings in the political reaction. That's why, you know, someone who's hurting doesn't think, well, but it benefits everyone. He's thinking, boy, it hurts me.
So with those political considerations, it wasn't that long ago that free trade was a bipartisan goal. And what happened between the time of President Clinton and the Bush presidency to make this so divisive now?
It's interesting. I mean, right now we're in a situation where the Democratic Party, the leaders of the Democratic Party, tend to be trade skeptics. They're very either outwardly against any free trade agreements or at least very skeptical of them. But when I talk to free trade true believers, they talk about Clinton as a much better trade president than President Bush. They think the golden age, many think the golden age of free trade in America was the 90s under President Clinton and under the Democrats. The Democratic Party, a lot of their support, particularly the union folks, but domestic manufacturers, people who own and run factories, particularly in the Rust Belt area, the Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, they are very upset about free trade. And the Democrats really see getting their votes as crucial to winning the presidency and holding on to Congress. So I'm sure there's people who truly believe what they're saying, but for pure political calculations, most Democratic leaders, most Democrats running for Congress have to take a skeptical approach to trade.
What's the economic argument there? Is it all based upon the loss of jobs?
Jobs is the main issue. The phrase you hear again and again from Democrats and from activists for a trade skeptical view is level the playing field. They argue that many governments around the world subsidize their local industry. They don't have the kind of labor and workplace standards. They don't have the kind of environmental standards that the U.S. has. And so there's a kind of unfair competition. And so they want to prevent free trade, or they want to impose tariffs, other things to make the playing field more level. This is not an argument that many economists would find credible, but it is an argument that people make very forcefully.
So how do you reconcile the positions between the Democrats and the Republicans on this contentious issue?
It seems that the solution the Democrats and Republicans are moving towards is one in which the free trade agreements do go forward, but they have labor and environmental standards built in. For most of the last 20 or so years, as free trade agreements have become more and more a part of the global economy, the negotiators have been very reluctant to put labor and environmental standards in. The general argument is many developing countries cannot reach the U.S. standards, and making them reach those will actually hurt their economies. But now it seems that it's impossible to get a free trade agreement through the Democratic-controlled Congress and without some kind of rider in there improving labor standards, improving environmental standards. And it seems that that's the way the two sides are going to be able to look at an agreement and say, all right, I'm going to vote yes.
Adam Davidson is NPR's international business correspondent. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you very much.